Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and Happy New Year to everyone out there. It's 2012, so very interesting. Wow, it's been nonstop for me for days, so excuse me if I'm a little, I don't know, out there, but at any rate, I do have a guest, Mike Harris. Mike, are you there?
I am, Carrie. Good evening. How are you?
I'm really good, actually. It's just that, you know, I'm actually having you back, and I really appreciate you stepping in here. I have been having some interruptions in various things. My computers are in the shop, and I'm working right now off of my iPad, and I'm actually challenged by the time of the keyboard here. So it's been kind of wild in that respect, but I do appreciate you stepping in. Your show it's been a lot of fun for me to listen to you in the early mornings when I do manage to wake up.
Well, I get up every day at 4:30 a.m. so I can prepare for the show at 6.
Well, that's downright admirable.
Well, it's been good discipline for me, but I tell you, I do miss my sleep.
Oh, God. Well, yeah. And, you know, I get the best sleep between 6 in the morning and, I don't know, 9 or 10. But I have no idea why that is. I'm up most of the night or on and off during the night a lot of times, and it's kind of wild and crazy. But what I want to say here is that you and I are going to be doing kind of like a state of the planet. I figured this might be a lot of fun for the first show of the new year. And what I'm going to do is have people type into the chat questions and also go on to the call-in number, which I'm going to announce, which is and all of this has been Facebooked and tweeted and should be posted on my front page. But, you know, that's always a crapshoot right now because normally I do it myself. But again, my computers are in the shop. And I'm having to revamp all my technology, which is really quite bizarre. But if you go to the Project Camelot main page or projectcamelotportal.com, you'll see there is a live chat during the show link. And I hope it works. Anyway, yeah, it seems to be going to the right place. So if you go there, you should be able to log in without any problems, hopefully. And then you can also you can also be able to type in your questions and so on. So people are logging in as I'm talking here. So there was a notification you were hearing. Now I've turned it off so you don't have to hear that. Maybe you weren't hearing it, but I don't know. So anyway, that goes for you too, Mike. If you want to see what people are writing or whatever, you can actually do that if you're able to be online simultaneous with this call.
Okay, well, I can. I talked to your producer, and we're probably going to switch over to Skype from the phone during a break, so that'll make it a lot easier for me.
Oh, I see. Okay, no problem. Now, meanwhile, we also have a call-in number, except that, I don't know, the board looks a little weird now, so maybe they didn't prepare it or something. I'm not sure what they have to do. I really don't know. It's I'm not sure why, but at any rate, the access number is 218-339-8525. So that's 218-339-8525. And hopefully people will be dialing in there to talk to us. I just have to say that if my engineer is listening, I don't see anyone on there right now. So maybe I'm dialed into the wrong place. I really don't know. I thought I was in the right place. But anyway, so that's going on as well, where people can call us and ask questions. That's kind of the point of the show today. So what I wanted to do was cover a sort of a gamut of topics. And I do want to bring in some of the stuff we've been talking about offline in terms of, well, in terms of the global settlements, the recent lawsuit that David Wilcock got himself kind of wrapped up in, and other matters which are happening in our government and across the country right now, because the United States is in a state of turmoil, as you know, Mike, and it's pretty fascinating stuff, because I do know worldwide that we're going to have a whole change in terms of the financial systems. I mean, that is slated for this year, 2012. So with that in mind, because of the role the United States has played up until now, that's going to hit us front and center, I guess. And it's going to be really fascinating to see how the American people react. Obviously, people that are tuned into this show are going to be a lot more up to speed on any changes that go on, whereas other people who shall remain nameless, even in my family, will have no clue whatsoever. So it's going to be fascinating.
Well, I look forward to it. I've been, you know, we've been watching the U.S. for a long time, and it seems like we've been in a slow motion train wreck for a long time. And if things are going to change, let's get them changed.
Well, yeah, and you know, and exciting. It's exciting to me that you're sort of on that program, and there are a lot of people that are up to speed on all of that. I have been getting an education in terms of the financial system from a lot of different quarters, mainly from whistleblowers, believe it or not, and that's been real interesting. They don't always agree on the game. But I have to say that I'm getting some interesting perspectives. And I also have been having some very interesting, I guess you might call them clandestine meetings with people offline and so on and so forth, and hearing some very interesting stuff across the country. So where to begin? Mike, anything pressing on your mind before we sort of launch into things here?
Well, Carrie, this is your show, and I will follow your lead.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm just giving you an opening here. I mean, you're kind of interesting because you came on the scene accidentally, and for those who didn't hear the show, I guess, was it last week you were on or the week before? I think the week before.
It was 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago I was on.
So that's like old news already. So do you want to refresh people's memory as to how you got in this game sort of out of nowhere, except that you ran for governor of Arizona and got almost killed in the process? So
I did have let's just say that when they turned the political operatives loose on me, there was a series of dirty tricks that, you know, everything you ever heard about Watergate still goes on and more. It's just a nasty business. You don't want to be in it, because the way the situation is now, they put bad people loose on you that have a purpose. And we need to reform our political system, but that's an entirely different subject and a different story. But how I got involved in this was I had written an article for Veterans Today, and I was contacted by one of your competitive networks to appear as a guest to talk about the article I had written. And so I accepted. And while I was on the interview with the guy, he began having a medical problem and couldn't complete his show. So the producer came online and said, we're having trouble with this guy. We don't know what's going on. Can you finish the show out for him? So we had 40 minutes left. So I got on and I kind of just ad-libbed and just, you know, voiced my opinions about, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and what I think is wrong with the country and how I think it could be made better. And after the show, they thanked me profusely and I hung up and they called me a couple hours later and told me that, that he was going to be out for a while and would I be willing to help them by filling in for a couple days while they did a search to find a suitable talk show host. And I said, okay. And after the first day of doing the show, they called me back and said, we don't need to search. Would you like to do the show for us? And I said, well, all right, I'll give it a try. Let's see how it works. Let's try it out for a month or so. And it's been about, a month and about 7-8 weeks now. And, we're doing quite well. We've driven the listenership numbers, up very high. You know, I try to have interesting guests on of the people who I'd like to talk to and who have information that I want. So I try to fill the guest list up with that. And it's been just, a very interesting experience for me.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's pretty unique. At this point, you've been on for what would you say, 6 weeks?
Well, let me see. I had to get out a calendar, but the initial interview where the guy had a medical problem was the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Right. So at this point, give or take, maybe even 8 weeks. But you are fairly new on the scene in this regard, right?
Well, I think so, and I hope I'm learning and getting better.
Well, naturally, and it's sort of it's like the Wild West right now in the internet in terms of radio shows, as you probably gathered, which is kind of fun because a lot of people who normally wouldn't get on the air do come on the air and are able to contribute in massive ways that they wouldn't normally do, right?
Well, you know, I can't speak to that, but I'm just delighted that I have the opportunity that I have, because I take it seriously and I look at the position I have, where I get to help illuminate and educate the American people as to what's really been going on, free of the spin of the mainstream media, which I find to be disingenuous and basically, you know, propaganda.
Well, absolutely. And the thing is that we have an opportunity here because with the country undergoing the kind of change it's going through, and the world for that matter, we're sort of in a situation where we can bring to the grassroots information in a timely manner. And that's one of the strong points of internet radio. And on top of it, I guess some of these stations, American Freedom Radio is one of them, and your Republic Broadcasting network that you're on right now is another one, where they reach out to AM radio, right?
Yes, and Republic has an AM station located in Dallas-Fort Worth where they broadcast, for Texas and surrounding states. They've got a pretty good signal there. So we do have an AM presence, but a lot of it is internet where it's picked up by people in their homes, on their computers, on their laptops. And then there's micros out there, which are small, typically under 1,000-watt, 500 to 1,000-watt radio stations that are in more distant, isolated positions where they don't have a major market.
Right. And so we're kind of, like I said, in a unique position. But what happened with me and David Wilcox situation was the kind of live radio that is nowadays pretty unprecedented. I mean, you don't get that kind of blow-by-blow of an occurrence happening when it's happening and an emotional response the way it happened, normally anywhere, on the airwaves, and that was an extremely unique situation. I have since been researching this lawsuit, and contrary to some of the people out there who basically thought it could be thrown out in a half a second, it is actually got some backing, and it is in the courts. It's not. We don't have a reading yet on whether it's been accepted in the court to like yet, but I guess they have to respond. So that's the status of where it's at. And I have to say that although I'm not at liberty to reveal a whole lot about this, I am working on getting either a live stream event together with the principals from the lawsuit, at least one or both of them. And the two principals are just for the people that are listening. Neil Keenan is one, and the other person who is as sort of a partner with him in this to some degree is a guy named Keith Scott. So those two people are the sort of spokespeople that are, I guess Keenan is representing the Dragon family. And when we come back, I'll talk a little bit more about what I have found out on my investigations.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating, or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy, it's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays, 5 till 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Hopefully you can hear me. Seems to be a little bit of some kind of background noise going on here at this point. Not sure what that all is, but at any rate, what we're doing here is we're doing open lines and we're welcoming callers. And so I guess, Mike, you're on Skype now. Is that what's going on?
Well, I hope so, but I've also been getting the background noise as well, and if I have to switch internet connections, I'll go ahead and do that. So, but let's go ahead and go from here. Everything seems good right now. Let's run while we have it.
Okay, that's fine. So at this point, what I was saying about the investigations I'm doing into this lawsuit are telling me that it is legitimate, up to a point, like all lawsuits that have to do with the gold. And this is where it gets crazy because who owns the gold is the bottom line and the big question at the end of the rainbow, so to speak. And the answer I got today that, you know, makes a lot of sense to me is that the whole world does. In other words, it belongs to the countries of the world and that to the peoples of the world. And so that's another way of looking at it. But countries themselves prefer to believe that they own certain portions of that gold. And throughout history, for certain reasons, maybe they earned it, in the case of China, by selling apparently tea and spices. And originally, some of that gold came out of, and I imagine it was plundered, from the Incas and the Mayans in South America. And then, of course, we know that there is gold in the United States. There's gold in the land in Australia under the land. South Africa certainly has a ton of gold. And then there's gold that has been sort of smelted and put into vases and different things. So valuables, I guess you might say. So it gets very convoluted, that whole story. But if you take the lawsuit at face value in terms of what was the Ponzi scheme that they tried to sort of coerce Neil Keenan into getting involved in, and most people haven't read the lawsuit, so I encourage you to do so. And what I was told also, which is kind of interesting, is that Neil Keenan is an Irishman. And I was told that because he's Irish, he's very dedicated and that he will not sway from the course. He will stay to the course and he will continue to pursue this until he gets an answer. And so, I just think it's kind of a fascinating study because what it does is open up a window into the financial system that we've been having, and especially the secret layer of the financial system that most people are not party to. And so if you don't want to pay attention to the lawsuit, that's your prerogative, of course. But it is being pursued apparently by a couple of guys who do have their hearts at least in the right place and want to see good things happen on the planet. Now, whether or not the rest of the people involved, you know, who can speak for the entire dragon lineage? I certainly can't. And I don't know if they could either. So that whole story is like, you know, that's where it gets convoluted in into the past.
Well, Carrie, have you ever been involved in a litigation, a major one?
No, I don't think I have. I mean, I've sort of been lawyers and things, but no.
Okay, well, I have. And what will happen is if this suit is accepted and there's a response filed from the parties who are being sued, if the court looks at the response and says, well, there's merit to this suit, yes, we'll open the case, we'll allow this to proceed, or no, there's not, and it'll be summarily dismissed. If a case is accepted in the court, then what happens is a process called discovery. And that's where both sides get to ask for the records from the opposing side to determine what really is the truth. And that, if the case gets that far, that's when it will get very, very interesting. Because the Keenan and his side will have the question to ask the parties they're suing, all of them, a number of intimate questions about the most minute business details ever. And the other side will be compelled to produce whatever records and documents and witnesses that are required to substantiate the claim. While at the same time, the parties that are being sued will be able to turn around to Keenan and say, all right, you say you're the Dragon family. Show us your bona fides and let's look at what you have that substantiates your claim. Where do you get this information? How is it? How is it recorded? How is it preserved? And all that will have to be presented to the opposing parties and sifted through and analyzed, if you will. And then they come back and the judge will hear it, a jury will hear it. And then we'll be able to determine, is this real? Is this not real? It really is a pretty elegant process. It can get... It can be very revealing, which is why it's called discovery.
Well, you know, that's interesting because someone else was kind of filling me in along those lines today. And they were saying that because if you look at the lawsuit, there are people like Berlusconi and quite a few others. I think even Davos is wrapped into it, you know, and are at least members of the Davos organization. And what happens is we are going to have to hear from them. And so what this person was saying to me is that we don't know whether those groups are going to band together under one banner and have one, you know, group of lawyers, one assumes, because of their money, represent them all together, or whether they are going to respond individually. And so that also wraps into this scenario, which is quite fascinating. I did have somebody look into the record today, and they said that so far they don't see, because it has to be in the public record. Once the court responds or there is a response to the lawsuit, whether it's accepted or whatever it is, or saying they want to hold and make a decision later, I was told they could make a myriad of decisions, but whenever the decision comes through, and it was supposed to come through, my understanding was, within 30 days. It might be 60 days. I don't remember. But basically, they said they haven't responded, or at least it's not on the docket yet. It's not showing up.
Well, typically in most courts, they have a 21 business day window to respond. And that's usually about a month of calendar time. But But what else would be interesting is to see if they do decide to retain a lawyer as a group, as the parties that are being sued, or if they want to defend their own individual interests. Because they have some conflicts just because they're all being sued by one party doesn't mean they don't have their own conflict. And that'll be an interesting thing to watch out for.
Okay, I think we're getting a little bit of interference at your end over there. It might be better for you to go back to the phone at some point next commercial.
Let me go ahead on next commercial. I'll switch my internet connection then.
Yeah, just because I can hear you fluctuating, and if you have an unsteady connection, and I have noticed that you had some problems this morning. It may not be your fault or your internet provider or whatever it is. People have been messing with Mike today or organizations or whatever you want to call it. Very interesting dynamics happening this morning early on your interview with, Greg Fetzer? Jim Fetzer.
Yeah, Professor from the University of Minnesota. And that was a very interesting 2 hours with him where we learned a lot of new stuff and interesting stuff.
Right. And so and Jim Fetzer has been on one of my live stream.
Let me go ahead and do this. Let me be proactive here. I'm going to switch my connection right now so that our listeners can get a better hearing. Okay. So give me 30 seconds. I'll be right back.
Okay, no problem. In the meanwhile, let's see. We did have a caller, but the caller disappeared. So let me see if there's any questions in the chat. Otherwise, I'll just continue to talk about this lawsuit just a little bit more. I am trying to get a live stream event, like I said, going. I don't know if that's going to happen. We're waiting to see. I believe David Wolkoff was going to come out with his part three either today or tomorrow, or it's, you know, in the next couple of days. And that's supposed to contain quite a bit of information and should be quite fascinating for those of you who are following the cases. And there are other things going on. From what I understand, for those that are interested, the global settlements, that a lot of talk has been going on with the White Hats. And for the people that follow my website and have been on my blog and have seen my commentary on the White Hats and so on and so forth, those global settlements are supposed to be going through as I speak, but there have been some holdups in the background, and yet the Iraqi dinar is also supposed to be revaluing, and that's supposed to be happening any day. Some people think that's a hoax. It is not a hoax, and so we've got a whole lot of things going on. Someone is asking me in the chat room here, did David dismiss James as a hoax? Well, apparently, yes. You know, he did on Facebook, but I wrote in right away because I happen to know James Martinez. I'd interviewed him a number of times on my radio show, and he is a very good guy. His heart is in the right place, I have to say. I have not vetted the people he is in contact with. I know nothing about them, so I can't speak for them. And, you know, anyone can be deceived, but I have to say that James would not be part of a hoax in this way, and he's a pretty astute guy. On the other hand, from what I heard on, this was Conscious Media Network, the presentation that was given did not really explain who the people are who are behind whatever is being said. And the gist of it appears to be a new world order without the fangs, so to speak. And so I mean, a lot of people's point of view is new world order. I don't care how you dress it up. It's still not something that they want to be part of. It is an interesting question, and it maybe is something we could kind of chat about back and forth and maybe even bring some callers in on for their opinions. But in the end, we are going to be dealing with off-world cultures on a regular basis. We are becoming part of an intergalactic community. And this is where the one world government issue comes to the fore. As you can appreciate, if you're going to have a planetary council, And you're going to have representatives, one assumes, from nations on that council. And so the United States and other countries in the world are going to have to participate in those kinds of interactions. And we are closer to that time than ever before. And so the world leaders, whatever you may think about them, even the good guys, are aware that there needs to be some kind of unification on the planet for us to deal with this planet. And it is said that the guardians of the humanity are the guardians of planet Earth. And as guardians of planet Earth, we need to have a sort of a representation, and then we need to be interacting with various races that visit the Earth. And I recently, actually not so recently, but in the fall, I did an interview with Marshall Vian Summers about this very topic. And it's a very, very good interview. It was a live interview with an audience, which is quite unusual. And it was actually a lot of fun. I conducted it in Colorado. It was impromptu, and I didn't know I was going to be doing it, but we did have some professional camera people to operate the cameras, so I was able to focus all my attention on Marshall Vian Summers and what he had to say. We had a fascinating dialogue, and I'm in the process of editing that right now. One of the cameras was hit by beams, which happens all the time to Camelot. And what that does is disconnect the audio from the visual. And in some cases, in this case, it actually glitched out some of the visual altogether on the camera that was aimed at me, interestingly enough. But the camera work on Marshall is absolutely perfect, and so you'll be able to see and hear him very, very well. Occasionally you won't be able to see me, but you'll hear me, and the audio is very good. So I'm working on doing that. Meanwhile, I had to replace some computer equipment that's gotten quite old. Sorry to be going on so long-winded here. Mike, are you back with me?
Oh, yeah, I've been back. I sent you an SMS note a few minutes ago saying that I'm back on, and hopefully this connection is better, so you can verify the sound quality.
Okay, yeah, hopefully we won't have any more issues. What I'm doing here is I'm monitoring the chat, and I'm monitoring the call-in number. Let me give out the call-in number because people, there was a caller, but they seem to have hung up, so it's 218-339-8525. This we are going to go to break, but we are still taking calls and we're taking chat questions in caps. So we'll be right back.
Don't leave me. Look around. Choose your own ground.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com. or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. And we have Mike Harris with us, and we are also taking open lines. Callers can call in on the phone number, or they can actually go to the front page of Project Camelot and click on the chat link there, and then go into the chat and type questions there and join the discussion. Looks like we've got a couple callers calling in. Mike, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here, Carrie. I've switched back to the old reliable phone so that we don't have to put up with this nonsense from Skype. But what the heck? Here we are.
Okay. That's great. Now, I've got somebody asking if you think that you can speak to the notion of the idea that there is a one-world government type of thing going on and whether or not you know, in other words, is there such a thing as a new order, new world order, anything that could be positive out of a global unification? Do you see that from a governmental point of view?
Well, if I had to, you know, if I had to put myself in the position of being an alien visitor to this planet, do you want to deal with a bunch of warring tribes, or do you want to deal with a unified world with a unified people who are all on the same page, who have the ability to commit the resources of the planet, to contractually bind the planet, etc. So I can see two points of view. One of them is, as a person who lives here, and this is the world I grew up on, I enjoy the autonomy that we've had, having republics and nations and sovereignty and all that, being the master of our own destiny. But if we're going to be playing in a bigger pond than just one planet, let's say, thousands or tens of thousands, then that's a different story. And I don't know how to address it. I can see both sides of that argument as to why it would be. But the first thing I think that is, if that is the case, our government needs to start being honest with us and telling us that's the case. But just to merely try to impose a one-world government just because a small 1% of the population wants all the goodies, I don't see that as being a sell. That's not going to go anywhere with anybody.
Sure, absolutely. Well, that's a very good point. In other words, there has to be consensus on the notion that we are being visited, first of all, before you can start assembling a sort of one world government that deals on a galactic
governments rule by the consent of the governed, and if they're not going to be honest with us about why they want a one world government, then perhaps they should. Let's look at, I'll give you an example, a real life example. Let's look at Nigeria. Nigeria is a country of 200 million people with approximately 500 separate tribes. Do you want to deal with each tribe, or do you want to deal with one government that runs the whole country? And really, that's what I hope we're looking at. I hope it's just not a small group of really greedy, selfish people who are trying to turn us all into slaves. I hope that's not what it is.
That is what it is so far. But what the notion here is that, I guess, and I don't, again, know who is behind the statements that James Martinez made on Conscious Media Network. But I can say that if these people are coming forward with this kind of notion for that reason, and there may be others as well, in other words, the unification that's happened anyway because of the Internet, crossing country lines, and I have always loved the song by John Lennon, basically saying, imagine there are no countries, no borders, mm-hmm. etc. To me, this is the way it should be on the planet Earth. I think that all of the things that we have, the structures that we've created, are sort of a false kind of structure, and that we've just been using it as a crutch. I think there will be a time when the Earth can be looked at as one world and be understood as one world, and there will be there needs to be diversity, there needs to be equality in diversity, and so on. But all of these things have been very slow in coming, and I can understand where a global government, if it had the best intentions towards the people, and with the people's best interests in mind, and that means all the people, not just a select group of wealthy individuals, then you're talking about a different ballgame. And there's more than just dealing with alien visitors, so to speak. It also has to do with internal issues. Getting rid of things like war and private ownership of land,
even more simple things. How do you share the resources of the world? How are they allocated? How are they shared? How do people earn a living? How do you deal with this vast myriad of problems in a fair and equitable way for all the people? How do we deal with our own population problems?
All of these things have to be dealt with, but what is happening? I mean, you can see it really right before your eyes. There is, and I travel a great deal all over the world, and when you have a certain amount of fluidity, I mean, this whole idea of Babylon, of many, many languages and not being able to communicate, some of these things are going to eventually go away. Technology helps to bridge those gaps. Telepathy, when it becomes more active in humans, will also bridge those gaps, and it's already started. And so what happens is there's less need for arbitrary borders and laws and regulations. I mean, people, if things were not all about who owns them and people having more than other people, if it wasn't about that, then I don't know if you're familiar with Michael Tellinger and his contributionism system that he's proposing, but there are several similar type systems being proposed at this time around the planet. I think that the idea of think locally and act globally is kind of a good sort of principle by which
I think
operate.
I think you just repeated that backwards. I think you just mentioned the inverse of how the saying goes. It's act locally and think globally.
Oh, really? Okay. Well,
but that's okay. And one of the things that I was told by one of the callers on my own radio show was that, you know, let's start acting responsibly. Let's start, whatever our actions are today, let's start planning for our posterity 7 generations in the future. And let's start thinking about things responsibly and quit acting in such a selfish here and now moment concerning the planet and the resources thereof, and how do we, what is our stewardship of this going to be like going forward? And we've been really awful the last, you know, 100 years. We've just been terrible as a species.
Well, yes. Although when you get into that discussion, then in my view, you have to bring in who our forefathers really are. And when you get into that, you get into hybrid. Various races and DNA and genetic, you know, re-engineering of our DNA and so on and so forth. And then you really have sort of a melting pot of races from other galaxies all here on planet Earth represented and trying to get along together. And so whereas the blame is often laid at the doorstep of this thing we call the human, I actually don't think that that's correct. I believe that the human is a hybrid race that is made up of many, many genetic races, not all of whom get along even in the same body all that well, but that it is a grand experiment, and that our potentiality for being peaceful, for being loving, is probably nearly unlimited. It simply hasn't been allowed to thrive because we have been dumbed down. Even our DNA has been dumbed down, and that's a whole. I mean, basically, they turned this place into a prison planet where certain races were dominating, and that continues to this day. So where we're at with all of that is that we're breaking those chains and we're beginning to recover who we really are. And the human lineage as such is, I believe, a royalty in a sense of races, because we are an amalgamation of the best of the best across galaxies. And I think that that's going to eventually be revealed in all its sort of grandeur. But, you know, that may drive some people crazy to hear me talk like that, but that's the way I see it. So we do have some other questions, unless you have something you want to add to that, Mike.
Well, no, let's take some questions, but let's make it open mic night and give your listeners a chance to ask questions, and we'll do the best we can to answer them.
Okay, so before I go into the chat, what I'm going to do here quickly is I've got a caller, so I'm going to take this caller from, looks like area code 646, if this will work.
You'll make it work.
We're going to a commercial. So when we get back, I'll unmute and we'll take it from there.
Yeah.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com. The official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand, conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
Power of the ancient lord hearts. is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. That is just like such great music, in my opinion. So, Mike, are you still with us?
Oh, you bet.
Okay, great. And what I'm going to try to do is unmute the caller here to bring them on with me. And if that doesn't work, I am using an iPad and got a lot of things open on this iPad. I tried using my other computer to do it, but for some reason, just technology is just not happening. Can't unmute the call. All right. So I assume, caller, you're not with us yet, huh? I'm trying to get the caller at 646. So if it's possible for that to be unmuted from the end of the engineer, that would be great. Otherwise, I've pushed the button a number of times. It's not working on my iPad. So somehow the technology is just not matching up. We do have a couple questions that have come into the live chat, and I'm going to go ahead and ask them. A person wants to know, Mike, how you feel about enforcing the border. Let me see if I can grab this question before it goes too fast. Enforcing the border fence on the Tohono O'odham land.
All callers,
yeah,
that
about is that Tohono O'odham is a Indian tribe that lives down in southern Arizona.
Hello, do you hear me?
Oh, hi. It looks like we got the call unmuted. Sorry about that. We'll ask that other question of you, Mike, in just a moment. Hi,
okay,
caller. This is Carrie Cassidy, and we've got Mike Harris on the line with us as well.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. This is Mike from New Jersey. How you doing?
We're doing real good.
Okay, the first thing I had was a question, and then I have some information to pass on to Benjamin Fulford. And the question is, have you heard of the Republic of the United States.org? It says that the real Republic government was pushed aside, and they created a corporate government or a corporation named United States Corporation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes, I have.
Mike, you want to address that?
Yes, I have. Actually, that was created right either during or shortly after the Civil War, somewhere around 1865, I believe, that the United States government has been operating as a corporation. And in fact, your birth certificates all have a number that indicates the title number that the USI, United States Incorporated, has to U.S. chattel property. And all of your deeds, all of your documents for ownership of land or property all refers to you as the tenant, not as the owner. And there's some subtle things like that that have been worked in that I don't pretend to fully understand, but I find to be very alarming because we've been, you know, deceived that thinking that we live under a constitutional republic for all this time.
Right, and the beautiful part is if you go to the Republic of the United States.org, you see all the information and all the breakdown of all of that. So I'm a little nervous, so I don't have to try to put the words together, but that'll answer everything. And the second thing was information for Benjamin Fulford. And Alex Jones wants him to go on his show to talk about the Neil Keenan issue, and he emailed me a number. And I want to make sure it was right, but I just want to put it out that Alex Jones wants Benjamin Fulford to go on the Alex Jones show to talk about the lawsuit. He wants him to go on. Pretty bad.
To talk about the lawsuit?
Yeah, the new F. Keenan lawsuit. And I know it's on Pacer, and it's real, and everybody...
Absolutely.
You know.
We've been discussing that right here, and I've been investigating it. So Alex Jones wants Benjamin Fulford to call him and to go on his show. Is there some reason why he's sending you to do that instead of just contacting Benjamin himself?
Well, he didn't send me. I called the Alex Jones show, and I told him everything about, you know, the lawsuit, and he said, well, I'd love to get him on. So I don't know Alex Jones personally, but two or three times he said, yeah, we want to get him on the show. We want to get him on the show to talk about it. You know, I don't know him personally, but on the show he said, yeah, we want to get him on to talk about it.
All right. Well, thank you for letting us know. I'm afraid that if Alex wants to get him on a show, he has every ways and means to get a hold of David Wilcock and Benjamin Filford and any of us, because we're all out in the public domain. So so we appreciate that. And I guess, you know, he can invite, he can definitely get in touch with Benjamin. So let's see if he puts some action behind his words.
Okay, thank you very much. I see a lot of things that are really going to happen this time. I mean, people are like, is it going to happen? You know what? Just look at the media, look in the world. It is happening. The big changes.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, caller. We're going to take some other questions.
Thanks, Mike from New Jersey. Bye-bye.
Okay, you're welcome, Mike.
All right.
Okay. Well, that's great. So we actually have room in the caller line. The phone number is 218-339-8525, and that's 218-339-8525. And as far as questions, they're coming in kind of fast and furious here in the chat.
Let's go back to the one about the fence on the the border with Mexico and the Tohono O'odham Indian Reservation. Now, I never wanted to live in a country that had to fence its borders. It reminds me too much of the communist regime that divided East Germany and Berlin. And I worry about, you know, how am I going to get out instead of how they're going to get in. But we've got some fundamental problems with law enforcement in our country that mandate that have gotten people so upset that they want, that they're asking for a fence. And a fence is not what we need. What we need to do is enforce our immigration policy to where when people come here illegally, our employers don't hire them. Our landlords don't rent to them. That they don't have an incentive to come up here because they can't work here. And until our government, our federal government, our state governments get serious about enforcing the laws that are already on the books, we're going to have illegal immigration. And so you're going to have people misguidedly asking for a fence. And the other problem we have is with the drug traffic that comes across that border. And, you know, I've done a series of articles on VeteransToday.com about the CIA connection to drug trafficking. Well, as near as I can tell from my estimates, drug trafficking is about a $1.3 trillion per year enterprise, and the biggest cartel of all is the CIA itself. And if this money, these profits from drug trade, which is tremendously profitable, I mean, it costs pennies to make and it sells for hundreds of dollars because it's illegal no matter what it is. And as long as that continues, we need to revise our drug policies and make drugs, either decriminalize them and regulate them through the FDA or some other organ, regulatory body, or just, you know, legalize them completely and, you know, make it like alcohol is. The prohibitions don't work. And we can deprive the dark cabal of the revenue from the drug traffic and make them accountable by drying it up. But we have to mandate that our government change the policy, and that's what this is all about. But I certainly don't want a fence, but people are misguidedly asking for a fence because the drug problem is so bad, the illegal immigration problem is so out of control, and people don't want this to see the character of the United States change. And right now we've got 35 million illegal aliens living here that we know of. So that I hope that answers the chat person's questions.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. You know, I kind of don't fall quite on the same page as all of that as far as, you know, closing borders and so on. I just think that's a really antiquated model. I do understand that people believe that's practical, and they think that, you know, so-called illegal aliens, which I don't even like that terminology, but you know, visitors from other countries basically are trying to live here are taking American jobs. But I have to say that they're also keeping this economy afloat, whether you know it or not. You know, there has always been a tremendous amount of basically illegals here from especially Mexico in California.
Well, Carrie, let me interject here because I don't think it needs to be an illegal problem. If we need low-cost labor from other countries, let's follow the Singapore model where we have guest workers who are allowed in the country to work for a specific period of time to do a specific set of jobs. And Singapore forces them to renew on a two-year basis, but they don't relocate here and become citizens. And it really depends on what your view of your country is. And you know, I'm not going to pretend to know yours, but given the rules as they are today, I just want to see the rules that are in place followed and enforced. I'm not advocating for a change in policy, just merely that if we're going to have laws on the books, let's enforce them. And if we're not going to enforce them, let's get rid of them.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Well, I'm basically for rehauling the entire system of human life on planet Earth. So you'll have to excuse me because I usually come from way outside the box. But that's just sort of my way. But I appreciate what you're saying, and of course these are issues that have to be dealt with, and they are being dealt with in a certain way. What I think a person has to, if you're going to take that track and you're going to say, well, let's get rid of the illegal drug trade, okay? Ultimately, what happens is there's a couple areas of responsibility. First of all, there's the personal. So on a personal level, individuals have to sort of regain their sovereignty and stop sort of trying to destroy their bodies and so on and so forth. Or if they do, they need to stay sort of financially viable and be able to do so they can destroy themselves in whatever way they choose. But there's beyond that, what we need to understand is what's being financed. And what's being financed are the black projects and the secret space program. And what that leads you to is who is going to be in charge of space and the solar system. And the issue that we have is it's not like it's just been thought of yesterday. In other words, this has been going on now for at least 40 years and probably more like 60 to 80 years. And so there is a cabal that is operating. If you you follow Project Camelot and most of the people listening to the radio show, I'm sure do. And so they understand that there is something called Solar Warden, which is an intergalactic space fleet that is basically guardians of the solar system. There is a command and control center in Phobos, I am told. And there is a certain group of the Anunnaki, or a hybrid race of Anunnaki, are still interacting with Earth and are still some of whom come from Mars, who are based on Mars as one of the factions behind the scenes and are operational. We have a Europa. If you remember the Arthur C. Clarke, all worlds are yours except for Europa. You might remember that. That famous saying, I think it was 2010, not 2001 A Space Odyssey, but 2010.
Yes, it was 2010 A Space Odyssey because it had another
right. And Arthur C. Clarke was he was hugely he was read in on a lot of the secrets that are going on. And so this is my issue with when people talk about what you're talking about, is that you can't go back and reinvent the wheel if it's already operating. So what we have to do is we have to look at the top level and figure out how they're operating, why they're financing things the way they are, and then we have to deal with how they're financing it. And that gets back to this whole issue, I'm afraid, of gold, where it's buried, who's in charge of it, and what else is going on. Because, see, when I talk about us becoming intergalactic neighbors, I mean, there's a whole renegade group of us that are already intergalactic citizens on a regular basis. And so it's kind of like we need to get, they need to let us join their team in a sense, and they also need to change some of their rules of operation in order to do that, right?
Well, I think they do, and one of my issues that, you know, I've got my nose bent about is how come I wasn't included on this? I mean, whenever I grew up in the 60s, they were launching Redstone rockets and preparing to launch, you know, Mercury and Gemini and Apollo into space. And that was big deal, high adventure stuff. And you would think with the progress that technology had made in the other areas that spun out from the space program, that we would have evolved into a spacefaring race by now. But we have not. And we've just now recently canceled the shuttle program, which was really nothing more than a heavy freight lifter to put the International Space Station in place. But why did we stop? Why have we not been back to the moon? And there's just so many unanswered questions.
Well,
I'm truly disappointed.
To have that kind of I appreciate that, Mike, but we can't have this discussion if you use the word we. Because, as you know, and you're very well aware, there are two space programs. So if you say we have not been back to the moon, then you're actually not talking about there is NASA and there is
let's just say publicly we have not been back to the moon.
Okay.
More accurately.
Yeah, it's just because people are confused and they remain confused. And the trouble is when you're talking about disclosure, this kind of disclosure is what it's really all about. And this is where the bottom line exists. They're not going to talk about disclosing visitors from other planets if they're not willing to release the information that they've got a secret space program that goes so far beyond our everyday reality that it's unbelievable.
Well, let me give a little bit of good news out to the listeners today. And my guest on my show this morning was Jim Fetzer, and he's a McKnight professor at the University of Minnesota. So this is a credible guy who has a real position at a major academic institution. And he came out and printed an article that said that MIT has deliberately suppressed energy technologies. And I hear our break music, and I'll save the rest of the comment for when we come back.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event,
Radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning. Warning.
American.
Warning.
American Freedom Radio
is habit forming.
American Freedom Radio
is habit forming.
Use the truth carefully.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out with me, John Zaskoda, on Stranger Advice, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on American Freedom Radio.
Radio.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come.
Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. And we are talking to Mike Harris, and we've been talking about the secret space program, among other things, the lawsuit, et cetera, et cetera. And we've got people within the chat who are asking questions, and let's see if we can take some of those questions. And I imagine we might have some callers.
Here, let me finish my point here before the break. We were talking about Jim Fetzer. He has an article on Veterans Today that documents the suppression of cold fusion free energy technology that's been carried out actively by MIT for the past 20-plus years. And if that technology becomes available, the world changes. And we now know that it works, and it's documented, and this is such a boon to mankind because all of these energy technologies are going to begin to emerge, and it's going to change the entire human paradigm of life on this planet.
Well, no doubt about it. And we have several whistleblowers that have been working in the area of free energy. Ralph Ring is one of them. He worked with Otis Carr in the early days, and they built a flying saucer. So they were very early into all of that. And then we have some other individuals, such as Brian O'Leary, who was slated to be one of the astronauts to go to Mars, but the Mars program was closed down back in the 60s, and he spent his life investigating and advocating free energy, and he's written several books about all of the free energy activists over the years that have brought different technologies forward, including Malov. And so, all of that is definitely a very real...
Let me just illustrate for the listeners what the effects of this energy technology are going to be and what they're going to be on the global financial state. And one of the reasons I think we're having so much trouble with our global financial system right now is that oil has become obsolete. With these energy technologies being out in the public arena, oil will become obsolete. In 20 years, the only thing you're going to be using oil for is to lubricate things. And it's going to change the entire economy of the planet. And that's what we're looking at. And this is really a bright day. This is good news. And anyone who wants to read Fetzer's article, it's at www.todayveteranstoday.com. And it's, you just type in MIT or type in Jim Fetzer, and his article will come up. And it's a brilliant article. And it says something that should have been said 25 years ago, that this works and it's real. And you just look at the amount of money and treasure and lives that have been lost over that period of time by not acknowledging that these guys had something that works.
Absolutely. Well, we have a lot of activists out there who are continually trying to bring this energy forward. I have to say that this is a very closely held secret, and that it is very tightly wrapped into the secret space program and black projects. That they are still sort of taking free energy activists offline and messing with them in huge ways. Malef himself was killed, and so on.
Carrie, one thing we know is you can go on YouTube today and you can Google in type in UFOs, and you see hundreds, if not thousands, of high quality, high definition. Videos of UFOs around the world. We know they exist, and we also know they're not operating on petroleum products. So, as far as disclosure goes, we're behind the curve because we're being disclosed on a daily basis. We just have to put the pieces of the puzzle together, and that's where people like you and I come in to help decipher what's being revealed to us.
Well, sure. And I think that the listeners to this show are kind of up on that whole scenario. But where it goes from here is the question. In other words, what do they allow and what don't they allow? Now, we have another caller. It says the person's called the Greek. So I will try to take this question and see if this works. And it looks like they are, I don't know, so it's area code 520. Caller, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, we can hear you.
Greetings. Oh, great. And hello to you, Carrie, and hello to you, Mike. I want to make a comment that actually ties to the subjects that you were covering tonight. One is regarding the quote-unquote illegal immigration, and the other one is the technology and how they're sort of linked. The first one regarding the immigration, I would urge and invite everyone listening to consider reading what's called the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, written by Nicholas Trist. And that basically states
that treaty was signed into existence 1848 on March 15th, in fact.
Correct. So and the United States, the treaties are bilateral, but the United States decided to just eliminate Article 10, which states that any native-born Mexican national or Spanish nationals have rights to the land that was ceded to the U.S., which would be almost all of Arizona, parts of Nevada, half of California, so on and so forth. So when you look at the treaty that was done over 100-some-odd years ago and how the current, quote-unquote, government is very complacent on allowing, what they call not sealing the borders and this and that, I have a lot of firsthand experience. Just like Mike, I could say I live on the land called Arizona. It goes back to this treaty, and it's not being disclosed, and all you have to do is go back and read it. So maybe that's what's going on. And I just wanted to make that point with that. Most people are not familiar with it. I'm very elated to hear that you are, Mike. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of it, Carrie, but it's a good read.
Yes, I have heard of it.
Great. The second point that ties in with this is, it's really, again, with the technology. I mean, look at people like Nikola Tesla, Walter Russell, Victor Schauberger. All of this technology has been going on actually for, you could say, millennia, if you actually go back and look at the ancient Egyptian technologies as well. There are actual, this is going to be going out on a limb, there are treaties that people are not familiar with, but also sort of reserve the emergence of this technology on a worldwide social level for a certain particular time. And where are these treaties? They are actually explicitly stated in all of the, called the holy writs, or all the sacred texts of the world, from the Bhagavad Gita to the Bible to the Quran and so on and so forth. There's a certain time where there will be a time of enlightenment and emergence of these things, and it's not directly the technologies that we're talking about, free energy, but if you actually look at the descriptions of how society will be reformed and reintroduced on an open level, is going to come at a certain time. And I think it's all tied in together on how we are just maybe viewing things very narrowly. And just to throw in a third thing, the problem that I see mainly with the disclosure is not an official disclosure, to say the least, but the plausible deniability that's inserted through what's called, what I call quackademia or academia, as a buffer zone between those who are trying to emerge this or rediscover this technology and between the powers that be. The quackademics are their buffer zone to kind of like keep the suppression going on the mainstream level and to single out those and ridicule those. That's why, I mean, I do appreciate many people who have put many years in studying, but whenever I hear someone using their resume or their background as being a university kind of whatever, right away it's just like, ugh, you know, you're not going to learn anything in these universities anymore, actually. So I think the actual academics are the ones that are that are keeping the masses or the buffer zone between the powers that be. And that's just an opinion. I just wanted to put that
okay.
out there.
Well, thank you very much, Carrie.
Carrie, I agree with the caller that academia was hijacked in 1933, at least in the U.S., when the Frankfurt School moved from Frankfurt, Germany, into New York City. And we reformed academia in this country. And he brought up a really good point. And if you go back to Maxwell's equations, about electromagnetics and plasmas, and they were rewritten by a guy named Heaviside, which edited them very greatly, and we left out the whole scalar part of that equation. So we're only dealing with half of the real physics out there, and the other half is now coming to surface, and that's what's making a lot of these energy technologies available, which will give us, you know, amazing results. This is such a boon to mankind.
Well, no doubt about it. I think we are moving along that trajectory. I think that you can talk sort of hypothetically, and then you can talk rather closer to home as to what's going to go on this year. And earlier we had somebody, one of the people in the chat room, asked if we could do some predictions for the year. I don't know if you feel like that, Mike, but if you'd like to make a few predictions for what might happen during this year, that will bring us back to the here and now a bit. There's no doubt whatsoever that free energy and free energy activists are going to continue to go down that road. Even Gordon Novell, who's one of my more notorious Camelot witnesses, is busy working with the CIA, a faction of the CIA, to get a project off the ground that uses a form of free energy and creates flying saucers and supposedly free energy for running people's houses, et cetera, et cetera. George Green is another witness that talks about John. He works with John Bedini, and John Bedini has been working with free energy, and there's John Hutchinson. So there are so many people that are engaged in this area, but the trouble is that because they can't hold on to it in terms of making money off of it, they're not going to let it loose anytime real soon. But as far as productions goes, what would you like to approach that?
Well, give me a topic that you want to narrow it down a little bit for me on what you would like me to predict upon, and I'll do my best.
Well, I mean, we have a year ahead of us. We've got a number of things sort of in the offing. Certainly the financial system. If you've been studying earth changes in any kind of a way, you might have some thoughts along those lines. If you're interested or you've been following the information about Planet X and or
the brown dwarf, you might have some thoughts on that matter as to whether it will be seen in the skies, et cetera.
I'll separate prediction from desire. And I would desire, I would like to see the brown dwarf in the sky. I would like to see some visible manifestation that everybody could look up and say, hey, look, this is real, this is happening. I want those things to happen, to occur in my lifetime. I want to see them. I embrace them fully. I embrace the changes that we're looking at. And I'm being very optimistic here. I don't think this is the end of days. I think this is the end of an era and the beginning of a new era. But if you want specific changes, I think Bank of America is going to fail this year because I think they're bankrupt. I also think that the British pound sterling is going to fail. I think that we're going to have a false flag war between Israel and Iran in order to keep the price of oil high. Those are the everyday granular things. But I can go into more esoteric things. It just depends on how you want to guide me, if you will.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. It's interesting. I'm not one who makes predictions per se. I do think we're edging towards a civil war in the United States. Whether it manifests this year or not, I don't know. I do have prophetic dreams. I'm not sure which timeline they are from, and so I don't go around sort of pontificating about them in live situations. I do tell friends, close friends about them. But there are certain things that kind of whistleblowers have been telling me, and so that leads me down certain roads. I believe that Iraqi dinar is going to revalue based on multiple pieces of information I am getting. I'm not so sure as to whether the global settlements would go through. I'm told that in order for the Iraqi dinar to revalue, the money needs to come from global settlements. I was told that today. I don't know if that's actually, if they're that tied to each other, because money comes from lots of strange places. And if you listen to my radio show with David Wilcock and you listen to Anonymous, who is someone that I've been in touch with in the past, there's tons of gold, both hidden and that countries and governments, especially the United States and the secret government, have access to. So I'm told the Bushes are out of money, and that money is part of what the sort of war that's going on in the United States is all about. But I find that very hard to believe, considering that Anunnaki ships are taking gold off the planet on a regular basis out of runways in places like South Africa, et cetera, and also Australia. Both of places, the U.S. government is heavily involved. So when I make predictions, they're kind of more wrapped up in whistleblower testimony, and I'm not sure if that really satisfies the listeners. But if you have any other, I do think we may see some major earth changes this year, and I think some may be triggered by the powers that be so that they can have their day in the sun with, we'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Business man there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. No.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Mike Harris, and we are currently talking about predictions of the future, actually specifically for 2012. So, and we also have people in the chat room, Mike, that are asking more questions, so
So if we can get to those, that would be great. But before we do that, do you have any other predictions?
Well, I think you're right. I think that the country is facing the potential of great social unrest. And I would advise all the listeners to go out and buy yourself an extra week or an extra month's worth of food, canned goods, et cetera. Store some water. Pick up some first aid supplies, et cetera. If you're, depending on how you feel about the topic, you may want to be able to defend yourself by a firearm or a weapon or a gun. But I really think that we're looking at some serious problems domestically within the country socially. And I think this is going to be used as an excuse by our government to impose a very severe form of martial law. We watched the Occupy Wall Street movement that I support wholeheartedly because I believe in the U.S. Constitution. I believe in free speech. And I watch how violently it's been crushed. And they're continuing to crush it. And I think that we have some problems. The government knows that they've been doing poorly by the citizens of the country, and the citizens are figuring it out finally. And I think we're facing a time of great change.
Yeah, that may be the understatement of the decade when we're all done here.
The other thing I think, I'm going to make a wild prediction here, and I really think that 2012 is going to be the year that mankind regains our racial memory of who we are and where we came from. That's really what I think is going to happen for us, and that's a positive benefit.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that is a very positive thing, I think that there is a high potentiality for recovering memories around the planet and for more people waking up. I believe that people have been waking up in droves lately, and I think that there are going to be even more people waking up. And when you reach a critical mass, so to speak, of people that are awoken on the planet, as is happening at this time, this is where you get the tremendous amount of change, and I don't think that is sort of a negative or fear mongering. I think that's just a matter of facing facts.
I hear your puppy.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
No. She has the most adorable Labrador puppy you've ever seen. He's just darling.
Okay. He's barking at my cat, so he has a great time doing that. So
no worries. You're with dog lovers. No worries.
Anyway, so as far as the questions here in the chat, just because we have a very limited amount of time left here, and if there was any topic that we haven't covered, Mike, feel free to introduce it, because, you know, I'm open to that as well. But if you have a question, please put it in caps in the chat. It helps quite a bit for us to be able to find the questions faster that way. Someone is saying, are they stashing gold? Chat moves really fast, so then I know more.
Well, Carrie, I saw that question up earlier. I'm on the whistleblower radio chat, and you have to ask yourself a question. Every society on the planet has always valued gold. Why? And because it has a value outside of itself. You know, we don't understand really all the uses of gold yet. If your comment that the Anunnaki are taking it off planet is very well received. And, we need to understand really what the value of gold is before we give all of ours away.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Did you hear me or?
Yeah, I'm very sorry. Having some problems here with my rambunctious. I have a puppy. He's 4 months old, and he's extremely incorrigible. Well, I guess I'm going to have to do something else with him during radio shows from now on.
He's just darling, and don't apologize. He's a puppy. Give him a break.
So I'm very sorry. I guess I lost the thread there slightly, but basically, in terms of gold and enlightenment, my understanding, and I actually put it on my blog recently, is from Ashiana Dean's material, which is very excellent in terms of
the history of humanity. And the bottom line is that the Anunnaki apparently ingest monatomic gold in order to have reach a certain degree of immortality, but it is not eternal life. And there's a distinction there, and one is a mechanistic, keeping the body alive, so to speak, as a vessel. And it is a very materialistic view of sort of spirituality, I guess you might call it. And the other has to do with a natural process through which the soul interacts with the DNA and one reaches enlightenment and goes back to source and maintains eternal life in that sense. So that's what it's all about, and apparently they're addicted to it.
Okay. Well, we've got something they want then, so let's deal with, as long as they deal with us equitably, we can do business.
Okay. Well, yes. I mean, in some cases, these are people's, DNA lineage as well. I believe there are some problems with it in terms of the human organism ingesting the monatomic gold. I believe that it has limited value to humanity in its current form. So just be aware of that. And as far as any other questions, I don't see anything offhand here that can be answered right away. Is there anything that comes to mind for you, Mike?
Well, I think that we're also on the verge of another technology boom. I think that there's been some recent breakthroughs in material science and in the technologies that are going to revolutionize how we live and take us to a much higher level. But first, we've got the survival issue, and I think whenever these energy technologies come online as viable, it's going to rearrange the global economy because oil will become worthless. And the powers that be, the powers that were, are struggling and are going to create a number of wars in order to make oil scarce so they can drive the value up. And that is a fear. That's what's worked for them. But the biggest blessing of the Internet has been that it allows people to see what this criminal cabal is doing. It brings people who are noticing data points to be able to look at all of these data points collectively and to make a decision, and it makes the actions of the criminal cabal very obvious to everyone. And with knowledge comes power, and I think that we're going to see a revolution, a paradigm shift in human thinking this year or very soon. And quite frankly, I embrace it and I look forward to it in the best of ways. I just hope that enough of us survive it.
Absolutely. Well, you know, what we've got going on in the future here is going to be very challenging for individuals. And I wanted to encourage people to sort of concentrate on their physical bodies and also their spiritual sort of peace of mind during this time, because what the changes that will require a great deal of patience, they will require a certain degree of what you would call physical stamina and things like that. And so if you are currently in bad shape physically, I encourage you to sort of rethink that whole idea and maybe see what you can do about putting yourself into better physical shape in order to help not only your physical body make it through the changes that we're going to be encountering, but your mental and spiritual, because the three work together. And so you're not going to have a balanced spirituality without a healthy physical instrument, so to speak, and without a certain amount of emotional stability.
Well, Carrie, I'll second your thought there, because if we do have to go through a stressful time to get to a golden age, then prepare yourselves to go through the stressful time, because it won't last. It'll be for a duration, but it's not forever. And I recommend that everyone. I hear music again. I'll be quiet.
Well, actually, no, it's all right. Go right ahead. We have a few, like a minute.
But I just want to see as many
if there is a time of stress and tribulation, I just want to see as many human beings survive this as possible in the best way they can. So take care of yourselves and get yourselves fit or more fit. Really, store some extra food, store some extra water. Have at least a week's worth, if not a month's worth of food put away, because it might get that tough.
I agree. So we'll be right back next week. And thank you so much, Mike Harris, for coming on the show. I encourage people to tune in on your radio show in the mornings, 5 days a week on Republic Broadcasting. And this has been Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. Thank you.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are. We are. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.